USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments. But according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward, jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up, and to do that, we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back.
Another grim milestone has been reached as 50,000 people in the United States have died from coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Consumers are still down on the U.S. economy. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's final reading on consumer attitudes in the month of April fell more than 17 points from the March reading of 89.1. It's the third straight month of declines. The survey noting this time that consumers' reactions to the possibility of an economic reopening will be critical as some states do begin to ease their stay-at-home restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former CIA officer and National Security Council chief of staff says that former CIA Director John Brennan ignored intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin actually wanted Hillary Clinton to win the 2016 presidential election. Brennan suppressed facts or analysis that showed why it wasn't in Russia's interest to support Trump and why Putin stood to benefit more from Hillary Clinton's election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Undeterred by protests in her state, Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is extending the state's stay-at-home, stay-safe order through May 15th. In addition to requiring residents to stay at home as much as possible and maintain social distancing, the new executive order includes a requirement for wearing face coverings when in enclosed public spaces, but Whitmer reminds everyone,
no one will be subject to criminal penalty for going without a mask, but a face covering is crucial to protecting the public and our critical employees.
Vice President Mike Pence looking ahead to the summer months, as if social distancing keeps up, we could see a major leveling off of coronavirus cases. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
At the White House daily coronavirus briefing, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the task force, telling Americans if states continue to follow the social distancing guidelines and phase in the reopening of businesses, we could see a major leveling off of the coronavirus over the summer months. Here's the Vice President.
People continue to properly exercise social distancing as is recommended in each phase. That, in combination with some of these findings, could well give us a summer respite from the coronavirus.
And Pence telling reporters at the briefing,
and our team is already speaking about working on a continuous basis through this summer. Every single day we're increasing testing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.